This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio, 1903. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world, above all shortwave. On this edition, recorded November 7th, Anguilla, Argentina, Asia, Bhutan, Brazil, China, Cuba, East Turkestan, Egypt, Ethiopia, Germany, Goa, Greece, India, Japan, Kashmir, Korea North, Kuwait, North America, Peru, Philippines, Tibet, UK, USA, Zanzibar, and the Propagation Outlook. Standard disclaimer, on October 31st, we found Caribbean Beacon from Anguilla back on the air. The night frequency 6090 and the day frequency 11775, also on November 1st, but they were gone again as of November 2nd and neither heard since. This leads me to posit a conspiracy theory, which I hasten to add is probably not true. It seems they turn it on about once a month, perhaps just to show they are still in the business. Could it be that the Anguilla antenna is still broken, so they hire time on some other site to occupy the frequencies temporarily? Ulysses Galetti in São Paulo State, Brazil, forwards a copy of the EQSL he received from the Argentine pirate called Lupo Radio, L-U-P-O. Judging from the QSL design, its mascot is a goofy wolf. They say they're running 25 watts with a dipole, half-wave dipole antenna, 12 meters off the ground. Ulysses had heard it on November 3rd at 0123 UT, measured on 6973.250. And it's also been reported into North America by Chris Malinsky. Radio Free Asia has been circulating its new B-17 schedule in several languages, not including Cantonese, which they say the frequencies are not publicized. Well, Wolfgang Büschel has looked them up, and here they are. It depends on the day of the week. 14 to 15 UT is the hour, 13610 on Tuesdays and Thursdays, 13645 on Sunday, 13695 on Saturday, 13810 on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, all from the Tinian site. I suppose that is to counter jamming. However, there are several other languages which are certainly jammed, and yet they do give the frequencies and their schedule. Ron Howard in California enjoyed a nice extended broadcast from BBS Bhutan on 6035, November 6th, from 1207, when PBS Yunnan was already off the air, past 1335 UT, with lots of indigenous instrumental music and singing. On November 1st, I noticed that the China Radio International English relay via Cuba at 14 to 16 UT had moved back up to 15700 after having been on 13740 during the A season. But on that date, they were quite slow in bringing up the modulation. It was 1404 before we could actually hear CRI. They did better the next day. Mick Delmage in Alberta says, I do not listen much to CRI, but today I tuned into their English program Roundtable at 2130 November 1st on several frequencies. It appears, and I may have missed this, that they are now called News Plus Radio, at least for their English service. The CRI English website also indicates such, calling itself China Plus. How long has this been in effect? Arnie Coro always waits a couple of weeks after the true beginning of a season to implement changes at Radio Havana, Cuba. However, after only 1 week, there's a time change as Cuba goes back to Eastern Standard Time, just like the Miami Mafia. That has already caused some scheduling changes since November 5th. The first English broadcast of the day has, as usual, shifted one UTR later to start at 20, but still on 15140. On November 6th, I found that the second English hour, on 11880, was no longer being heard at 23 UT, but instead 1 hour later at midnight UT. Now, that's contrary to what he's done in previous B seasons, when paradoxically he'd been moving it 1 hour earlier to 22 UT. But now it makes a little more sense, although it's very late if the target is really Africa. And now it remains in parallel to 5040 on the tropical band. On November 7th, I was unfortunately awake past 07 UT and was surprised to find RHC English still going on the 49-meter band. Not just a brief runover, but as late as 07:37, when they were on 6100 and 6060. However, 6,000 kilohertz, still on the air, was in Spanish instead at that hour. The Wolfgang Büschel, we have Arnie's new schedule, not effective until November 12th, although obviously parts of it have already started, like what I've just mentioned. And it confirms that they are intentionally running English an hour later into the night until 0800, supposed to be on 6000 and reactivated 6165, starting at 0200. Also, the retimed midnight UT broadcast, which I'm still hearing on 11880, will then switch to 9720. And there's some frequency changes for their Spanish service in the morning at 12 to 15 UT, 11950, and at 13 to 15 on 11650, among others. A mostly medium wave de-expedition has now concluded on Prince Edward Island, among other things. They heard China Radio International on 1521 kilohertz. It's the external service in Russian. This encouraged DXer Tim Tromp in West Michigan to try for it too, and he reports successfully hearing it and confirmed by comparing to a remote receiver much closer. The transmitter's site is actually Urumqi, which is in extreme western China, also known as East Turkestan, and it's an external service, 500 kilowatts, aimed toward Europe. And then some other North American DXers also heard it, so worth trying for. Tim Tromp was hearing it at midnight 30 UT. November 4th at 0538, slightly above 9480, I was hearing a heavy buzz roar and very distorted talk. That's worthy of Cairo, and in fact, that's what's listed. At 04 to 06 UT, their Swahili service from Abyss. Wolfgang Büschel agrees, says it was heard 22 hertz above 9480, November 4th at 0428 with distorted modulation. There were 18 50 hertz peaks visible on the PC screen on each side of the frequency. Anguilla is off 6090 most of the time. There are much more interesting things to hear. Ron Howard in California reports November 3rd at 0250. More strange happenings with the interval signals from Ethiopia. I tuned in to hear a decent level carrier at 0252, clearly the start of the Radio Oromia interval signal, but at 0256 heard the start of the Amhara State Radio IS, which was weak in mixing well underneath Oromia, which ended at 0259, leaving the Amhara State Radio IS in the clear until 0300. Certainly something strange is happening either at the studio or transmitter site. Last week I mentioned hearing DRM noise on 15785, around after 18 UT. The only thing listed was a tiny station in Germany, Bit Express, but it no longer exists, as Kai Ludwig points out. Fortunately, Eike Bierwirth in Germany figured out what it must have been. In the A17 season, 15785 at 18 to 19 UT, at Voice of America in Amharic. So I bet you heard the Ethiopian jamming command, whether or not VOA was still on that schedule, or a different frequency in B17. Thanks, Eike. Excellent detective work. The DRM consortium should really acknowledge that their technology can be used and is being used for evil. I was pleased to run across the 10-kilowatt German station Deutscher Wetterdienst at 0628 UT November 1st on 5905. A woman in German was just concluding a half-hour weather broadcast, and it was also audible on the parallel frequency 6180 before she said Ende. There are four scheduled broadcasts each day at 06, 12, 16, and 20 UT. Ivo Ivanov in Bulgaria has been hearing an unidentified pirate station around 7515, possibly a harmonic from medium wave. By November 6th, he's identified it as the Greek pirate station Radio Zeppelin. Heard at 0730 and 0930, but with strong interference from Dinga Kurdistan on 7520 via Armenia. The next day, November 7th, he had the pirate at 0545 and 1400. Ron Howard has been hearing All India Radio's Tibetan service on a very strange frequency, 7555.75. On November 1st, the carrier was on as early as 1158, but modulation didn't start until 1215, and he was still hearing it at 1242 with indigenous Tibetan chanting and music. Joe Jacobs says the Tibetan service at 1215 to 1330 had previously tried 6155 and 7505, but now he puts it on 7555 along with Nepali, which follows at 1330 to 1430. And furthermore, Hindi and English home service news from 1515 to 1600. It's a transmitter at the Kingsway site near Delhi. On November 3rd, Wolfgang Büschel measured it on 7555.781 at 1315. Another frequency for the Tibetan service is probably 11620 via Goa, replacing 11775, which is still being jammed by China with music. Using a remote receiver in Delhi, Wolfgang Büschel reports hearing a tiny weak S4 signal visible at 0703 UT, November 3rd, 6 Hz above 6,000 kHz. Seemingly the day frequency of All India Radio as registered from Leh in Kashmir, scheduled at 0700 to 0930, but with interference from China Radio International in English from across the border. Ron Howard reports a new frequency for Echo of Unification, clandestine from North to South Korea, 3945, replacing 5905. Heard November 2nd at 1350, mixing with Radio Nikkei 2 in Japan, which has been on this frequency forever, but now causing interference until Nikkei signed off at 1401, leaving Echo in the clear, but a fairly weak signal in Korean. Thanks to Hiroyuki Komatsubara for an alert about this. He heard them first on November 1st. Ron Howard also reports another new frequency for the clandestines from Japan for North Korea, but transmitted via Taiwan, 7295. As of October 31st, Nippon no Kaze, heard at 1303 in Korean until 1330, followed by Furusato no Kaze in Japanese at 1330 to 1400. Last week, we mentioned the unfortunate new frequency for Sea Breeze at 13 to 14 UT from Japan for North Korea, 7410, which collides with China in Japanese. Now we have the other new frequencies for this from Ivo Ivanov. The repeat at 16 to 17 UT is now on 7335, replacing 6090, still including English on Thursdays only. And the other broadcast at 1405 to 1435 has moved from 6165 to 6095 in Japanese. Ivo Ivanov says Radio Kuwait has reactivated its Holy Quran service in Arabic in the AM mode, heard November 1st at 1015 until 1600, off frequency 11629.8. It's toward Central Africa and has strong co-channel interference at 1430 to 1457 from Radio Veritas Asia in Urdu, Catholic station, transmitted via Vatican. That was November 1st, but the next day, November 2nd, they had moved to another off frequency, 9749.8, at 11 to 16 UT, and with the Arabic General Service instead of Quran. However, that collides with Radio Japan and Japanese on exactly 9750. The media magazine you monitor with your mind, World of Radio, 1903. Also bringing you the non-commercial website, worldofradio.com. Our thanks this week for financial support from John Savetsky for contribution via PayPal to WORADIO@yahoo.com, who thanks us for our invaluable service. One may also contribute by check or money order in U.S. funds on a U.S. bank to P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK 73702. Besides just below 7 megahertz, where conditions may bring fade-outs, another pirate band or pirate frequency which has shown up is 4065. November 1st at 0118, I was hearing Radio Free Whatever, actually more like 4064.989. Also heard by Larry Will in Maryland, the same date at midnight 44, that is, Halloween. Here's a way-off frequency medium wave station in Peru being heard in Europe and worth checking for in North America, 1381.22 kilohertz. First NID by Carl Hunzik in Czechia in the medium wave circle, heard at 0632. In fact, 30 minutes after sunrise, it came in briefly. Soon identified by Walter Comuzzi in Italy as Radio Campesina in Cajamarca, which is listed on 1400. Get back and listen to his recording and was hearing it from 0500 with an ID at 0507. Brandon Jordan in Tennessee has been monitoring Peru on 60 meters with his WIN radio G33DDC and RF Space Net SDR. We already mentioned last week the new frequency for Radio Anta 2000. He is able to determine exactly when it comes on the air or off, and the frequency varies slightly. On October 31st, it signed on at 22:43:32, improving by midnight 20 UT, and it went off at 0121 seconds. Earlier that day in the morning, it was on 4764.11, came on at 10:46 with music in progress. On November 5th, it came on at 10:47:26, again with music in progress. Also reported by Walt Salmaniv in Prince Edward Island's The Expedition, November 2nd, it had a crash sign on at 22:43 when it was on 4764.050. And Brandon Jordan did the same with the next Peruvian up, Radio Tarma, on 4774.90. On October 31st, it went off at 0202.32, and it had come on at 0947. But there's a Brazilian only 30 hertz away on 4774.93, believed to be Radio Congonhas on October 31st. It signed off at midnight 7 and came back on at 0711. Radio Logos in Chasuta, Peru, on 4810 exactly. Cut off the air at 0339 October 31st and back on at 1010. November 4th, around 1330, I was hearing the VOA Korean service on 9800 in the clear, but accompanied by two horrible spurs distorted on about 9721 and matching 9879. Both times and exact frequencies are very much subject to change, but for starters, here's the B-17 schedule of Voice of Tibet, clandestine, transmitted from Dushanbe, Tajikistan, according to Ivo Ivanov. It's a 100-kilowatt transmitter aimed at 95 degrees when in Chinese and 131 degrees when in Tibetan. And, of course, it's jammed by China, usually not on exactly the same frequency, but on an even frequency close to it. Here we go. 1200 to 1208, 11505. 1208 to 1230, 11512. Those are in Chinese. Then the next ones are in Tibetan. 1230 to 1233 only, 15533. 1233 to 1240, 15525. 1240 to 1300, 15517. And back to Chinese at 1300 on 11633, 1321 to 1330 on 11628. And he says there's no sign of the Tibetan service after 1300 on the 15, 13, or 11 megahertz bands. November 1st at 0615 on 5450 USB. I was hearing Volmet flight weather by a British YL voice, giving the QNH in millibars, winds in knots, visibilities in kilometers, and temperatures and dew points in Celsius. But I had a terrible time trying to make out the locations, initiating each segment. She needs to enunciate clearly and slowly and repeat them. Finally, at 6:18, I think she said Antwerpen, as in Belgium, and then Ascension Island. Anyhow, it's the RAF station, on the air 24 hours from somewhere in the UK, site not specified. Noel Green in England replies, I also have great difficulty understanding much of what is being said. I don't know how these voice machines are set up, but whoever is doing it sets the machine to run far too quickly, unlike Shannon on 5505, which is much better and easily understood. The English language is not normally spoken as quickly as the 5450 lady, which makes me think the lack of clarity is due to the machine and not the lady. As for the location, Noel says, 5450 has been reported as broadcasting from St. Evel, EVEL, in Cornwall, from a disused airfield. But just recently I've noted how different propagation is between Shannon and this one. There have been many mornings around 0730 or 08 UT when 5450 has been in booming, as well as their 11253 frequency, but nothing audible from Shannon, or very weak at best. While listening to the Pirate Radio Free Whatever on 4065, I was also hearing a little interference from a CW beacon on about 4066, sending ZN over and over. That was 0130 UT November 1st, and I had also heard ZN back in February at 0257 on 4070.34, but never found out where it is. Chris Smolinski of HF Underground replies, this is one of the so-called zebra beacons, and in fact, there is a specific section on HF Underground about them, probably under 1 watt, and they do not want to reveal their location. On another occasion, about 4102.85, I was hearing a beacon sending the letter W every so often, but mixed in with various other letters and numbers. I found this on the HF Underground list of beacons as a wind beacon in the southeastern California desert, sending out the local weather conditions. On Tuesday, October 31st, Harold Froge in Michigan reports, hearing World of Radio before 21 UT on WRMI 7780. A surprise to me, since Brother Stair is normally on that frequency at that time, and in fact has been on my further checks other days of the week, but worth checking again. We are already on two WRMI frequencies at 20:30 on Tuesdays, 9455 and 11580. It's about time to enumerate all our broadcast times on WRMI for the new season. The first one we always shoot for is Tuesday at 21:30 on 9455. Then Wednesday at 10:30 on 5850 and 9455. At 14:15 on 9955. Thursday at 22:30 on 5850. Saturday at 2300 and UT Sunday at 0200 on 11580. UT Monday at 0430 on 9955. UT Tuesday at midnight 30 on 7730. That last one provides very strong, good reception over here. Like me, I hope listeners will express their appreciation to Jeff White of WRMI for all these broadcasts, and the same goes for all our other affiliates, whichever one you may listen to. Among other seasonal changes at WRMI, I see that now the Power Hour, Monday through Friday, shifted one UT hour later at 13 to 16 UT, is now carried on all three frequencies for all 3 hours. 9455, 9395, and 7780. Via Ivo Ivanov and from HFCC, we see that WINB has registered a couple of new frequencies. They've been forever on 9265. And the new ones, I think, are not yet in effect, but they may indicate some future plan. As far as I know, they only have one 50-kilowatt transmitter, so they'll have to choose between the old schedule and the new one, which could include Monday through Friday, 7315 at 07 to 10, and 15670 at 12 to 17. The other hours of the 24, but they're not really using all of them, would still be on 9265. And Saturdays and Sundays also on 9265 throughout. The new frequencies during hours which they have not been on the air at all, and part of the time on 9265, would reverse the antenna beam toward Europe instead of North America. From B-17 registrations, we were also expecting some changes at WEWN, but they did not go into effect immediately on October 29th. 12065, however, did come up for the English service as of November 3rd, scheduled between 12 and 15 UT, as well as another new one, 9470, between 09 and 12. But Ivo Ivanov says they've been on 12065 only, the rest of the day on 15610. 5810 has also continued until November 7th, when I found they had finally activated the registered new frequency of 5970 in Spanish. That was at 0739. I don't know what was wrong with 5810, unless they felt marginalized way out at the low side of the band. No longer hearing KVOH as early as 14 UT on 17775, and Ray Robinson explains they've decided to shift their times according to DST coming and going, something they had not been doing before, since most of their listeners are in Cuba and Mexico, where there's also DST on and off. Thus, their current schedule is from 15 to 20 UT Monday and Wednesday, and 15 to 22 on Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday, the last 2 hours on Fridays in English. In the B season, we expect WWRB to go down from 5050 to the 3 megahertz band as usual, but on UT November 7th, I was not hearing them on any frequency, no 3195 or 3215. They had been on the air UT Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday only for a couple of hours around midnight UT with horrible modulation. They continue to be with Brother Scare in the daytime on 9370, nighttime 3185, but sometimes the switches are not made on time. Zanzibar has had some transmitter problems, but Ron Howard in California says no problem today, November 3rd, with their audio or transmitter, heard on 6015 from 0302 to 0330, with the usual recitations from the Quran and so forth, and better than usual reception. Jim Young was also listening in Southern California and said reception was extremely strong. Check our website, worldofradio.com, for links to an updated DXSWL media program schedule, as well as Alan Rose hit list. The propagation outlook from Boulder, G1 minor geomagnetic storms likely peaking November 8th and 9th, with ANK indices of 30 and 5. And lesser storms November 20th to 22nd peaking at 20 and 5. Solar flux only 70 until November 13th, then creeping up gradually to 75 from November 17th to 30th. And that's World of Radio 1903. Glenn Hauser, hoping you've enjoyed the program, and will make a point of hearing me again next week.